You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
This probably is better off the air, but just to close the conversation we were having about last night, and the Red Sox and the Reds and the Cubs or the Padres, and like yesterday there was a huge flap in here about Bulldog betting the Padres right after I said I was out. I mean, just like that, he just sort of went underground on that one. It gets worse for me.
Does it feel better that it didn't pay off?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
It gets worse for me. I did something last night I should never want to admit. I bet a hockey game, a preseason hockey. So it has become, reflection on the guys. It has become a routine of mine to watch Bet Sweats in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Sam and Joe, they're friends of ours. And, you know, it's been good. It's fun. What's the most important thing for a radio
show's
show?
Good. It's a good,
it's fun
show. Yeah, it's good listen.
Smart and funny.
Yep.
It's always been the recipe, smart and funny. So I get what I want from those guys. And I like their producer guys, too. And one of them said he was going to the Blackhawks game last night, and they made fun of him for that. Like, who would go to a hockey game in September? He's like, this guy. And I'm betting the Blackhawks because they're playing their full lineup. And I'm like, I'm in. I didn't even look at didn't know who they were playing. I'm going to just tail this guy. It feels like he's a friend of mine now. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
But he's on the show. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to tail the Blackhawks guy. And they lost to Detroit.
Yeah.
I didn't know until this morning if that's good or better or worse. I don't know if it's better or worse.
I think that's better.
I didn't know.
I feel some... Well, I mean, you're asking the wrong guy, because I'm about to say maybe it's a misguided sense of pride when I don't know before I fall asleep whether I won or lost. I that one time in here, very naturally, I completely forgot about a bet, and I logged into my account to look at something else, and why is what did I? Oh wow! I won a 4-leg parlay that I forgot I put in yesterday.
Like, that's gotta feel good.
So I like when I cannot look at it before I go to sleep.
Yeah,
because I like to. I do. You know, I'm 60 years old. It's important that I get my rest routine.
Oh, it so is.
And I feel like if I check and something's close, right, that's not over yet, then I'm going to sit there and try to find the game somewhere or Gamecast or whatever. And, like, when I'm ready to go to sleep, I want to just go to sleep. So don't check FanDuel to see if the late game is coming through or not. Just it'll be there in the morning.
That's actually very healthy, I think. Because, like, I am so not there.
Right.
I mean, the Monday night games ended, and I'm up all night looking at results and starting waivers and pondering trades and like, oh.
Well, you got a lot more action going than.
But that's not good.
No.
It's not. Right. It just as you would say about betting or anyone would say about it, like there comes to a point where like it's just like just too much. And I'm clearly at or beyond that point in terms of fantasy. And it means I'm up until 1 like every night. And it's just sort of like, it's a cycle. It's a cycle. It's just bad decision after bad decision.
You might You might think in the off season that you're going to scale back, but then you love the drafting so much, so that part is fun. So you just enter and enter and enter and enter, and then you get into the season, and you're like, why did I do this to myself? That's what this sounds like to me, pretty much.
And well, exactly. And I've said it for years too. And it's like a really tough week because now we're at the point of the season where there are bye weeks and there are big injuries. I'm cutting Malik Nabers. I'm cutting Tyreek Hill. Like, I'm cutting James Conner a week ago. Like, it just looks weird on the screen, but you might as well do it.
Right.
And who are you picking up? So this morning I got up early. I'm like, all right, well, Bucky Irving is hurt. What are we going to do about that? If I have Bucky Irving, I got to do something. If I don't, I want to do something. So you're going, you know, all through these teams, and I'm not even done when the news pops. It's like 2 hours of this. The news pops, Trey Benson is on IR for Arizona. Like, well, I might like their guy, very similar sort of groupings, I would say, with the Cardinals and the Bucks. I might like Michael Carter more than I like Sean Tucker, and most people will be like, who is either of these guys? Like, who are we talking about here? Right. But like, they're both prominent on waivers tonight, and you just gotta be ready. And so,
isn't Rashad White still in Tampa, or is he already on teams?
Both. He is in Tampa, and he's going to be owned in most leagues, but he's like DeMercado in Arizona is similar. Where you might expect
the new guy to come in over the top of him?
No. Well, not exactly. You might expect those players to keep the passing down role they have already owned. Mm-hmm. And then Tucker, who's a nice prospect out of Syracuse, you know, a couple years in the league now. And then Carter. Carter was, some would say, better than Javonte Williams in North Carolina. And he's in Arizona. He was with the Jets originally, I think.
Yep.
Like,
I remember him there.
Maybe those guys become the number ones, and, you know, what are you trying to figure out? You're talking to people. You're reading the Jared Smolas of the world. Like, what's probably going to happen here? And then it's three. And the Jared Smolas of the world. Capital W. And then it's 3:00. Like, oh, no. It's October 1st. It's gorgeous out. And I've been doing this all day.
And now it's showtime.
But I did have already an idea for today that I like.
Already.
And I thought about actually telling you this one.
Okay. Well, too late. I mean, you can
I know. I decided not to.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I thought we could work this out together, and we could come up with like two answers, and then anybody who wants to participate and tell us what we got wrong should be, you know, feel welcome to do that.
This show, often, by the way, just for this way inside baseball for you, I consider this show often at the start an improvisational jam. Like, I feel like you're Jeff Tweedy and I'm Nels Klein. No. Like, you're going to give me a song structure. This is good for you. I'm overly complimenting myself, I think. But like, you're going to give me a song structure and like see what I can do with it.
All right. Well, here was the idea.
So baseball started, the playoffs started yesterday. And on Monday, we were talking about the matchups. And you said, and I agree with it totally, if you were able to pick the matchups, you would pick these. Boston, New York.
Right, you said that. I just said they all appeal to me for various like historical reasons. Yeah, right. Like, right.
We both thought they were great.
Yeah, same point.
We both thought they were great.
Yeah.
Boston, New York, Detroit, Cleveland, they were racing each other down the stretch. Like, keep it going. You know, in the Central there, the Tigers and Guardians. That's what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the NL, you have Reds, Dodgers, which, like you said, is fun if you're old enough to remember like the rivalry, although that might be over already. And then Padres, Cubs even has like a reference point from the 80s in a playoff series. So tough maybe to align the teams differently that might have been more appealing. So I thought if we could likewise line up the NFL playoffs, how would we do it? And I'm going to start this by saying, I think we can maybe all get on board with this, put the Bills at one.
Okay.
Right? Would anybody want them not to be the one for any reason? Like, would that, unless you hate them, like, why would anybody want to have the Bills? Well, you know, I want to go to extra games. I want the extra game because it's fun to watch games. Like, that would be maybe the only reason behind wanting them to not be the one.
Sure, and being able to do this with three matchups instead of two would be a little more fun too, perhaps. But no, I you know, let's do it with just the two games. I think we can find our way.
So there are, just to set us up, there are a couple of different angles with this. Do you want it to be as easy as possible? Are we getting the Browns to the playoffs? Like, what do we want to do with that? I mean, do we want it to be as easy as possible? Do you feel so good about what they are that you just want the opposite? You want the best teams because you want to knock them out, you know, on your dream path to that first ever Super Bowl win? So anyway, some certain ways to play it. But Bills at one, then what? What would you do next?
Well, I don't want to be so bold as to say, give me Baltimore and then give me Kansas City. I think that's the most satisfying path. Like, if, you know, for the purposes of the exercise, are we assuming the Bills just win these games, or is that part of the point? We got to set it up. Right. So,
no, they have to play them.
They have to, right. So I'm not just going to assume I win no matter what. I think I don't want both of those teams.
What about the Ravens and Chiefs playing each other?
That's fine. I think that's fine.
Would that be ideal? Or are the Ravens down so bad that you want to bury them or just not even worry about it?
I think you should expect to have to play one. Even how down bad they are, to me, it is not at all... are they still favored to win their division? Or did Pittsburgh take that over?
I will look. Like, they're not favored to win Sunday anymore.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. They might. I mean, if Jackson misses a couple weeks and they drop a couple more games, they might just be dead in the water here. And so it won't even really matter. But, sitting here today, I guess assuming Jackson doesn't miss more than a week even – but even that is going to drop them to 1-4, assuming they lose. And they've got Detroit this week, right? Baltimore?
No, Houston.
Houston, I'm sorry. Okay.
Baltimore is minus 145 at DraftKings to win the AFC North.
All right.
Wow.
So
he could miss a month.
Yeah. I would take Baltimore playing Kansas City, even if it means Kansas City wins. Like, what I'm trying to get to is I think it's unrealistic to think you're going to dodge them both. And so assume I'm going to have to handle Kansas City, and maybe Pittsburgh takes Baltimore out in the wild card. And I get Pittsburgh here.
4 or 5?
Yeah, with Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, they've had the good start they're off to translates into an 11 or 12 win season. They win the division because Baltimore's down so bad, but Baltimore rallies. They make the playoffs. They take out the Ravens. I got to deal with the Steelers. That's a historic Super Bowl champion franchise with a surefire Hall of Fame quarterback. The coach is probably going to the Hall of Fame already, too. I think that's a pretty – and it's not that hard. But I would feel pretty good about playing the Steelers.
Okay.
I'm ignoring how they look from now to then, of course, but I think I should be able to handle them.
So, for now, like, this is a working spreadsheet here. Steelers 4, Ravens 5, which means they're probably no more than a game apart in the standings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what? 10-7, 9-8. That's a pretty good – it's a pretty bad record for a 5 seed, right? So 11-6, 10-7 means that there are two teams above Pittsburgh between the Bills and the Steelers who are 11-6 or better, and the Bills are above them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good for them. Maybe you make the Steelers and Ravens tied. I mean, I try not to get too technical with this or anything, but like, so for now, you're going Pittsburgh 4, Baltimore 5, right?
Sure.
I mean, we're just going to see what this looks like and then change it.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever, as often as we want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting with a destination in mind, and it involves me playing the Steelers and then the Chiefs.
The Steelers in the divisional round.
Right.
So that means the favorites win in the wild card round. So 2 and 3 both win. So what's Kansas City?
3. Like they catch the Chargers, they win the division.
Okay.
In this scenario, I guess that means the AFC South winner is 2.
It would have to.
And that probably isn't that realistic, but you know,
I don't know. I don't think it's unrealistic.
Okay. Everybody wins and I get the Chiefs in the championship round. That's where I end up. I feel like I'm expecting to have to beat one of those two teams still. Regardless of how they've looked so far, the Chiefs obviously got off the mat big time on Sunday against Baltimore, and we'll see where their season goes from here. They've got work to do to catch the Chargers, but whatever. They're a game back right now.
Game back. They lost to them. They'll play them again.
Right. So, I don't want to just set it up. I mean, sure, would I rather play Jacksonville and Houston or something if that were possible? Yeah, that would probably be easier. Certainly wouldn't feel as intimidating ahead of time. And if those teams get those spots, maybe it means that they're much better than I'm thinking they are sitting here today. And look, there's merit to that. I said a while ago, like I don't need to beat these teams in order to feel good about the Bills making and ultimately winning a Super Bowl. Like, I don't need it. You know, we used to argue about this, you know, do you want to beat Brady? Do you want Brady to leave New England because, you know, we're getting good and don't you want to take him down? Like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
just get out of my way, okay? If he's not there anymore, my life is easier. And that certainly would hold for any playoff bracket you're dreaming up. I'm trying to be realistic about it. I still think the Chiefs are that good. And I would expect to have to deal with them. And if I'm the one, let them win their divisional game against whoever that is and come on in here and we'll have at it.
Okay. So KC 3. And then who are they playing? Is Denver in? Are the Chargers, are they both in? Who are 6 and 7? Or do you want to do 2 first? This is probably 12. Not necessarily 12. 11 wins for Kansas City, right? If we're doing like Pittsburgh, Baltimore, 4-5. So KC would be 11-6.
I think 2 is Jacksonville in this scenario.
Ooh. So we're going for your favorite, right? This is the idea. Your primo bracket. That's what the baseball bracket was in the end. Like, this is
right.
You weren't thinking about competitive balance.
See, like, I need to be looking like this. I don't know. Like, I
should have told you earlier.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I dropped my guitar pick. My guitar is out of tune. I don't have. I'm not setting up the matchups that are the sexiest and the most appealing.
No.
I'm thinking about the Bills.
That's fine. That was the idea.
And I think the amount of trauma we've already been through with Kansas City in the playoffs, I want to just sort of soak in that for a week. You know, you got to deal with it, right? You got to beat these people someday, like Lou Saban said one time way back when. And so now is the time. And I know we've done that dance already the last 2 years. Like, if not now, when, right? Like, oh, it's our year. I can feel it. And nope. Two times in a row, one at home. But I'm setting up what I to me, Pittsburgh with Rodgers, the history of that franchise. These teams have played in the playoffs before. From a Bills perspective, that's a matchup. I can look at the field and go, like, this is a big game. This is a playoff game. This feels right, right? And especially with Rodgers in that spot, assuming he makes it all the way to the end of the season. And then the Chiefs following that works to me.
Okay. So, right, like, it's an important distinction for this game because, like, if the Blue Jays were, you and I are sitting there going, what would be the perfect bracket for the Blue Jays? It would not probably be that the winner of Red Sox-Yankees right. would be their opponent.
Right.
It might be this series winner would right. be their opponent. But they don't reseed, and, you know, it's two different objectives. So Jacksonville is your two.
Wow.
All right. And then who are the last two teams in?
Chargers and Broncos. I'm going to predict the Colts. Chargers, Broncos, Colts, two of those three. I don't know. What's better? They all work.
Do you want Jacksonville to beat Kansas City in the second round?
Well, I mean, I would when I sit down to watch the game, but hypothetically putting this together, I feel like Kansas City, Buffalo is the game everyone will want. Like, right, so if we're doing the thing we did with the baseball bracket, when I looked at that, and I think I still have that screenshot saved of the matchups, and just went, man, that is beautiful. It just looks, it's perfect. I think Chiefs-Bills on that grid meeting, or being, you know, in line to meet, is, I think, the most appealing thing you could get. So again, that's not easiest path necessarily at all. It's more, what's got the most juice?
Okay, who beats Jacksonville in the wild card round of these teams, or does nobody beat them? Colts, Chargers, Broncos, the three teams you mentioned. Because if I'm going to put one of those teams at seven, which is what I'm doing right now, then for you to get what you want, Steelers and Chiefs as the two Bills opponents, Jacksonville has to win. The two has to win the first round.
Right.
Because then otherwise you'd play whoever they lose to
right.
in the first round. And I think maybe from a Bills standpoint, if you get this, if you get, even if it's Indianapolis, Jacksonville or Indianapolis kind of roll through an easy season and get to 12 wins and the Bills get to 14 wins or something like that, then you could have a scenario here where Kansas City 3, say Jacksonville loses to a good wild card team in 2-7, Kansas City 3 gets the winner of Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and that's probably, like, I mean, it's only October 1st, but probably best case for the Bills for chances of getting there is the Chiefs and the Ravens canceling each other out, or one of them goes away.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In those games, or even the Steelers too. And then you're left with Jacksonville, Chargers, Indianapolis, Broncos, Denver, LA.
Right.
You think?
Yeah, I think any one of those three teams that I mentioned for the 6 and 7 could beat Jacksonville. If whoever's in that 7 spot, whichever one of those three teams ends up in that spot, I wouldn't expect, even if Jacksonville's got the big fancy 12-win record and these other teams won 10, I don't think that's a field goal spread. That's not a big number, I don't think. I think those teams would be viewed probably pretty close to equal. Both the Chargers and the Broncos would have, come through the AFC West, which looks to be harder. Although if the Colts are that caliber a team and Jacksonville is, then maybe, and I'm not even thinking about Houston for this. Still, I think that it's realistic to think that the 7, it doesn't have to be the blowout 3:30 on Saturday wild card game necessarily.
The AFC South Invitational?
It could actually, be an upset.
All right, so let's just put something down here before we take a break. 6-7. Oh, hi. 6-7.
Oh, jeez.
What do you want?
Well, I want to know what it means.
It means it's great.
Okay.
So that's enough. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Because it's great.
All right, good.
Who do you want there?
I think I want Denver and the Chargers.
Denver 6?
Yeah.
Denver KC?
Yeah. I'm going to let the Colts sort of wither and die.
All right. There is like the Bills angle here. There's the entertainment value angle mm-hmm. here. And there's also like what's realistic. And in this scenario, and I'm not correcting you or anything like this, we're just sort of spitballing so far, but Jacksonville has a great season in this outcome, mm-hmm. right? The AFC South Invitational is never the 2 seed.
Right.
It's the 4.
Right.
Right? So this way, whether it's the Jaguars or the Colts, they get way up here and end up, maybe you want them to win.
I think for the we got to take a break, and I don't want to muddy the waters because you're close to having something written down there.
Oh,
but
so
from the logo historic standpoint, the Colts instead of Jacksonville works way better. Like if your playoff pool is Buffalo, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Denver, the Chargers. I mean, it's the AFL invitation. This looks great. I mean, not the call, but it just looks great.
Let's change it.
Okay, let's change it. I like that way better.
Indy's in, Jacksonville is out, all the way out.
Jacksonville and their teal, get out of here.
30 years, no respect.
That stupid mascot, Roar, or whatever its name is.
I don't know. Roar. 803-0550, Sal at 4. The Sabres home tonight to the Penguins. Their final preseason home game. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.